Live in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Tori, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com. The Philharmonia Virtuosi of New York and conductor Richard Capp with oboist Stephen Taylor there with Symphonia to Cantata number 156, music by Bach, to get things started. In our noon hour of classical music on KPR on a Tuesday afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson. Always glad to have joined you, and coming up, we await the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. They have for us an English symphony, one by composer Granville Bantock. It's known as the Cyprian Goddess. It's quite lovely, and we'll enjoy that a bit later in the noon hour. Apart from that, we have some French classical pieces, including one later from the Baroque time, a prelude and chaconne by Marin Marais a bit later on. Right now, the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, they've got with them violinist Suzanne Lautenbacher. The music conducted by Jean Francais, who was also the composer of the following suite for violin and orchestra. Next, on Kansas Public Radio. Suite for a Violin and Orchestra by French composer Jean Francais, who was also the conductor of the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg in that recording, along with the help of violinist Suzanne Lautenbacher. It is 12:24 and still to come. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra bringing us an English symphony known as the Cyprian Goddess from composer Granville Bantock, still to come in just a few minutes here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And here on the KU campus, it is a little cloudy, 79 degrees, and on our way to a high of 81 today. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 62. It's a mostly sunny day for tomorrow, with highs around 80, a low of 60 Wednesday night, and temperatures in the mid-80s on Thursday. Our next chance of showers in the forecast looks to be on Thursday night. Some more French music for you now, from a different era. Back in the Baroque time, with music by Marin Marais, prelude and chaconne, to dances performed by Trio Settecento on KPR. A little more French music in the noon hour from the Baroque time. Prelude and chaconne from Marin Marais, performed by the ensemble Trio Settecento on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 12:34 now, and at the top of the hour NPR News, we've got classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us on a Tuesday afternoon. Be sure to join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. It's free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. We're joined next by the Royal Philharmonic and conductor Vernon Handley. We've got an English symphony for you now from composer Granville Bantock, an early 20th century English composer, who in this symphony, composed in the 1930s, evokes an antique world. He wrote this while crossing the Pacific Ocean while on overseas tours for the Trinity College of Music. He was a composer steeped in languages and mythology, and this symphony is given a mythological edge. It's subtitled Aphrodite in Cyprus, but also known as the Cyprian Goddess, or Symphony No. 3 by Bantok, with the Royal Philharmonic next on KPR. An English symphony composed in the late 1930s. Music by Granville Bantock and Symphony No. 3, known as the Cyprian Goddess, played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Vernon Handley on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is about 1 p.m., stay tuned for the next hour of music, where we'll have chamber music by Brahms, his famous clarinet, cello, and piano trio, that and more still to come on KPR. Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CRN Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
PR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There we heard violinist Oscar Ravina playing with the Philharmonia Virtuosi of New York and conductor Richard Capp with Gigue from Sonata No. 9 by Arcangelo Corelli on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. More classical music for Tuesday afternoon is on the way. We've got a trio of powerhouse musicians in a little bit. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, clarinetist Richard Stoltzman, and Emmanuel Ax will be at the keyboard for a famous trio by Johannes Brahms. And much later, Alexander Glazunov's concerto for saxophone and strings. All a part of things as classical music continues. Support for classical music comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. The Philharmonia Orchestra, Carlo Maria Giulini, conducting in a famous tune next, one written by Maurice Ravel while a student studying under Gabriel Fauré at the Paris Conservatory. This was around 1899, a time when there was a great vogue in French classical circles for Spanish-style music, and this is an example of that. Ravel wrote this with a nostalgic enthusiasm for Spanish customs and sensibilities. It is his Pavan for a Dead Princess, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Pavan for a Dead Princess, a piece written by Maurice Ravel during his student days at the Paris Conservatory in 1899. Carlo Maria Giulini led the Philharmonia Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. 1:15 now, and still to come in the second half of the hour. Coming up in a bit is the Philharmonia Orchestra and saxophonist Theodore Karkezos. A concerto for saxophone and strings by Alexander Glazunov is still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, 80 degrees, partly sunny skies, high of 81 today, and cloudy by this evening, low of 62. Should be mostly sunny with a high of about 80 tomorrow as well, and a low of 60 Wednesday night. We've got temperatures in the mid-80s Thursday, with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms starting on Thursday evening. For you next on KPR is some famous chamber music written by Johannes Brahms late in his life and career in 1891, during a time when he had all but retired from composing, but came back to write a little bit more for the clarinetist one Richard Mufeld, including this trio for clarinet, cello, and piano in A minor that we'll hear played by Richard Stoltzman, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and pianist Emmanuel Axe, next on KPR. From Johannes Brahms. Chamber music he created in 1891, late in his life and career, a trio for clarinet, cello, and piano played by clarinetist Richard Stoltzman, Yo-Yo Ma, and pianist Emmanuel Axe on Kansas Public Radio. 1:44 is the time, and there'll be NPR news at the top of the hour. More classical music to come until 3 this afternoon. Every Friday morning and Saturday afternoon, Destiny plays your classical music requests on KPR. And to make your request, just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on Shows to find Classics by Request. Then join Destiny Friday mornings from 9 to noon and Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. The Philharmonia Orchestra, with conductor Martin Brabbins, they'll join us next. And they're joined by saxophonist Theodore Kerkezos. Music by Alexander Glazunov is attempt at bringing the saxophone into the classical repertoire with this concerto for saxophone and strings in E-flat major, next on KPR. Saxophonist Theodore Kerkezos with the Philharmonia Orchestra and conductor Martin Brabbins together in a concerto for saxophone and strings written by Alexander Glazunov on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. More classical music in the next hour still to come on Kansas Public Radio.
A new book discussion with the author of Stolen Revolution on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Live from NPR News, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live, we're local, and we are Kansas Public Radio. Melody in F major, music by composer Anton Rubinstein, and a performance by the Budapest Strings to get things started in our 2 p.m. hour of classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Welcome once again, I'm Jeff Watson, and here for a little while longer, sharing classical music, which will include pianist Russell Sherman, long to play us one of Beethoven's piano sonatas, as well as the Berlin Chamber Orchestra and one of the many masterpieces by Antonin Dvorak. We've got the Serenade for Strings along in just a little while. Next up is the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and its conductor Sir Neville Mariner, and music by Ralph Vaughan Williams from the early 20th century. You might say that this is a rhapsody that is based on sea chanties. This is one of the Norfolk Rhapsodies by Vaughan Williams, and like most of what he wrote, it was based on English folk songs, in this case specifically, folk songs that were taken from the fishing port of King's Lynn. From those, he crafted three such rhapsodies, only one of which survives in its entirety, and that is the first, which we'll hear next, Norfolk Rhapsody No. 1 with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, on Kansas Public Radio. From 1905, the Norfolk Rhapsody No. 1. One of the only surviving rhapsody of three composed by Ray Vaughan Williams and performed there by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner on KPR. Where it is 2:20, and we're just about 10 minutes away from a performance by the Berlin Chamber Orchestra. They'll have for us Antonín Dvořák's marvelous Serenade for Strings in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Currently 82 degrees on the KU campus. That's about as warm as it's going to get today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62. Tomorrow's going to be very much the same. A partly sunny day, highs around 82 degrees. Tomorrow night's low around 60. Highs in the mid-80s on Thursday. Our next good chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast looks to be on Thursday night. Next, we have one of Beethoven's piano sonatas, one that was written in 1809. This is one of the shortest of his piano sonatas, known sometimes as the Cuckoo Sonata. Was it possibly inspired by birdsong as Mozart's Starling Sonata? Some seem to think so. Piano Sonata No. 25 in G, played here by Russell Sherman on Kansas Public Radio. At piano, Russell Sherman playing us a Beethoven Piano Sonata, written in 1809, Piano Sonata No. 25 in G, sometimes known as Beethoven's Cuckoo Sonata, on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 now. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And later this evening, of course, you can catch a little more classical music between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Before we continue, just a quick observation that if you are 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution. To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit that website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. We now bring you the Berlin Chamber Orchestra and something written by Antonín Dvořák in the year of 1875. That was a very good and prosperous year for Dvořák when his success as a composer was starting to take off. That year saw the creation of his Fifth Symphony, several chamber pieces, a whole opera, and several duets. That was also the year that he got a generous stipend from the Vienna Conservatory, which allowed him to write the following piece in just 2 weeks of May of 1875. We've got Dvořák's Serenade for Strings with the Berlin Chamber Orchestra next on KPR. Music written by Antonín Dvořák in May of 1875, his Serenade for Strings in E major, played by the Berlin Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Almost 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's music. I'll have more at noon tomorrow. A little more classical music tonight from 7 to 9. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.